The Staying Healthy Show is owned and produced by Stay Healthy Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy Radio Show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is more important than ever. And of course, what's going on around us every single day is even more of a situation that we now have to start focusing on, even with better clarity. Every day here on the show from 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, as well as having the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, as well as, you know, the things we don't talk enough about, and we usually wish we had later down the road. These wonderful guests bring their information, tales from the trenches, if you will, because they're out there teaching, educating, learning, having dialogue, and bringing all that information back. So we're learning not just what's going on within their companies and their products, but also what's going on in the world around us, and maybe some tips that might just make our lives better and more healthier. Part of the healthy process is going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, as well as being Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Did you know that they have amazing amounts of knowledge? Amazing amounts of information with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service that you'll ever find. Stay Healthy is a fully packed store with only the top products in every category because they only want the best available. So you'll walk out with peace of mind, great products, having dialogue and creating environments, you know, and relationships and, you know, great friends that are there to help you get as healthy as you possibly can. Stay Healthy. Don't forget to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print coupons to use on your next visit. You can also enter your email address for newsletters, and you can also do some great research right on their webpage, as well as download the podcast from the radio show. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook as well. And a new service, send them an email to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. And you can give them your order in the email, and they'll have it ready for you when you enter the store and you show up. How cool is that? Well, today we're going to be talking about colloidal silver. Nobody better anywhere to talk about than Dr. Sally Bird. Sally is an author, a board-certified traditional naturopath, a licensed body worker, and a master teacher with the Institute for Human Individuality, spearheaded by Dr. Peter D'Adamo. With over 38 years of professional experience, she has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and wellness. Sally is involved in education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company who specializes in safe immune system maintenance. She is the co-author of two books, Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? With Ellen Briggs, who shares her nutritional passion for the youth in our society. Sally is very well known as a crusader for wellness, longevity, and living on purpose. She is personally committed to inspiring positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through her seminars, media appearances, industry events, and consumer interactions. Always my pleasure to introduce my friend and amazing peer in this field. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, doing great. What a wonderful day it is.
You know, I got to tell you, never in my life did I think that we would be at a point when silver could be even more important than it has ever been in the past. But guess again. You should have seen me last week. I was out driving. I was in California, and I was shoving the gel up my nose and putting it on my hands and taking it internally and sucking on lozenges. And I'm leaving tomorrow for the East Coast, and I'll be doing the same thing again. I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous on what's going on out there. And I know that we have to prepare our own individual bodies and our immune systems. What do you think what's going on out there?
Well, it's perfect timing for all of your listeners who already have the Silverbiotics products in their homes. They're already prepared. They just got to make sure they're using the products on a daily basis right now. It is excellent, excellent timing. Not only is it cold and flu season here in the United States, but when you have a global pandemic going on with the current virus scare and increasing death count for so many people, people just, instead of living in fear, you have a solution at your fingertips. And what's really cool, Dr. Jeffrey, we received a letter from Homeland Security this last month, which forwarded to you, that deals with all the other major plagues that Homeland Security is encouraging other folks in the government to put it in their stockpile. It's called a pushback stockpile, and this letter is now public, and it was written back in November of 2003 because of the SARS situation. So here we are now. How many years later? 17 years later, facing the coronavirus, which is not a new virus. It is new to people, but not into the pet and animal industry. And people are, of course, back in the panic mode. So if Homeland Security is recommending it for their stockpile, highly recommend that every consumer have some in their home, in however form that you might want it. This is super important because when you live in fear, your immune system also goes down. So what we've been encouraging people is to take the high road, eat better, be mindful, wash your hands a lot, and use Silverbiotics and maybe some other antioxidant products that you like. Mm-hmm. But you have to, you know, a lot of those masks, they don't really do anything. There's the mask that's the best protection is the gel, right? Mm-hmm. It's on your skin, and you're breathing in, just like what you were doing last week, Dr. Jeffrey. You're putting it at the base of your nose. So anything you breathe in will be neutralized.
I see.
And that's you don't what I was have thinking. To worry about it.
That's what I was thinking exactly. You know, make it the first line of defense and the first thing that's on my skin, you know, so the things actually have to go through that to get, you know what I mean, to me. And that's like, I just call it like putting on spandex. It's the first thing next to your skin, you know, so it's my first layer of protection. And I was thinking the same thing. And the lozenges, I can't praise them enough. You know, I was actually out and, you know, talking with people, and they were like, what are you sucking on? And I told them, I said, this is my protector in a lozenge. You know, and when I was telling people that there was a teaspoon of colloidal silver in every lozenge, they were completely taken back. And many of these people are people in our field that have been around a long time that had no idea that could even be an issue.
Yes. We've been receiving calls all week. Where can we get the products? Mm-hmm. Especially the lozenges, because they're so easy to just put in your pocket, your purse, your, you know, travel bag, your backpack, and just go anywhere. The other announcement that came out this week from American Biotech Labs is, instead of just swallowing the silver liquid, if you're at home, you could also nebulize it through the mouth and through your nose. Now, you were already doing a travel nebulizing when you were putting the gel at the base of your nose, but if you are at home and maybe have anything to do with lungs or breathing or allergies or anything, or you really want it to hit your brain fast, because that's what keeps you know, that's at the top of your immune system, is really your brain function. So you could nebulize it for about 15 minutes, a teaspoon of silver for about 15 minutes, even up to three times a day. And you will be extremely, extremely turned on with your immune system. It's really a great thing for people to know that they can actually nebulize with this product.
You know, I was in a place this past week, and the two people that were in kind of close proximity to me, but not that close, but close enough, same room, you know, they were just coughing and choking all over the place. And, you know, and I was in that area, but I was leaving, and I went out to my car, and you should have seen me. I was swigging the silver, putting a lozenge in my mouth, putting the stuff up my nose, rubbing the stuff on my hands, you know, and putting it underneath the bridge of my nose as well. You know, I just thought to myself, I'm just going to nuke myself. I said, because we cannot control the things that come at us. We can only protect ourselves.
Correct.
And that's hard for people to realize that, you know, there's nothing you can do to stop what's coming at you. You know, it's flu and cold season right now. Yes, it's flu and cold season all year long. It's just, the thing is, during the winter months, it's talked about more because people are more run down, more dehydrated, eating more heavy foods, taking less care of themselves. So it becomes more of a common situation. When you add colder weather on top of it, you know, that just kind of makes it worse. And it's also a very stressful time of the year. But, you know, people get flus and colds all year.
Mm-hmm.
So
they do.
How are people responding? Because I know you're out there a lot. Are people coming to you now and that are maybe approaching you for maybe the first time because, you know, they're hearing about colloidal silver. Maybe they've heard about it in the past, but right now they're coming because they're scared. And I think fear is something that can make things much worse, but it can also be motivating. I that's the way I think about it.
Unfortunately, fear in the marketplace for a health product usually spurs a high demand. At least, however, the good news is people are more aware. Oh my gosh, there is something. So for the last couple weeks, we have been alerting people that we have plenty of stock. You know, please protect yourself. There are many trade shows coming up right now. Including, we also have one in New York, a big medical show coming up. Then we have Natural Products Expo. So we will be in a lot of people's range the next 30 days. And the thing is constant education.
Mm-hmm.
Constant. But we are getting calls from people that we haven't heard from in a long time. Like, they're like, I think we better get back on silver. And that is good news because, yes, they do need to protect themselves, and nobody is going to do it except yourself.
Are you?
So you have to, you know, do it yourself.
Are you in Asia? I mean, are you distributed in Asia at all?
Yes, they have. They do sell into some of the Asian countries. China, however, is extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not sure what's actually in China at this point.
Mm. You know, it's just, you know, we're hearing one thing, you know, kind of from the news and the media, and then we're also hearing things from the people that live there. And, you know, I wonder if this is going to start to diminish or whether it's just going to continue to grow. I think that all the you know, they're keeping people in quarantine. I mean, once they know there might be an issue, I mean, I think that's actually a very good idea because it does help to slow down the spread. I'm just wondering, what do you feel about the quarantines? Do you feel that the germs can subside and burn themselves out, or those people just get sick during that time?
All right. It's a great question. It's like quarantining New York City for anybody who has never visited China. That's right. How big of a place we're talking about. If you quarantine an entire city, however, what are these people eating? Now, again, this is not science by any means, it's just my personal opinion. There are people who consume various types of animals over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If coronavirus was transferred a lot through dogs and other types of animals that they're eating, and they are still eating these foods that may be contaminated, even with the quarantine, those people may die. Okay, we don't know how much it's going to spread unless there was a quote, miracle vaccine or, you know, except for their green tea and a lot of their other herbals, we don't know what they have in their possession at home. And if the air is not really healthy either, so they can't go outside and breathe nice, clean air, because a lot of the pollution in these larger cities is overpowering. So I think that question remains to be seen if it's going to work. I don't think any of us really know, but they don't know what else to do, if that answers.
No.
Maybe shed some light on something.
It does, and I have a friend that was over there right at the very beginning of this. He travels over there, and he sent me some pictures and some videos of these outdoor markets. And I thought to myself, I said, oh, my God, they were talking about animals, and all these animals are live in cages at the market.
Yes, and it's not clean.
No. It looked terrible. And, you know, he was asking people that were there that were could speak enough English. And their thing was, yes, we have a lot of live animals here, but we cook everything very well. That was what they said, and I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know what to think about that.
Yeah, the open markets are everywhere. So here they are open. The animals are in close quarters, and you're in a toxic environmental situation on top of it.
Wow.
So we just don't know. And we just have to pray for that city and the country to that there will be some answers very soon.
You know, they're building these hospitals over there. And, you know, the thing that kind of bewilders me is, you know, here they were holding people in these areas that they thought were sick. And then many of them were re-released back out into an unhealthy situation when they had the all clear. Okay, maybe it's just me, but I'm just thinking, you know, I think that there could be smarter ways of doing this. But I mean, I'm sure it's just very, very overwhelming at this point in time.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking. Mm-hmm. Even look at the cruise ships, Dr. Jeff, of the people who hadn't been to China, but they're still getting sick on some of these ships.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that coming from? You know, some of the Asian people. And many of the cruise ships are going to restrict anybody with a Chinese passport is not allowed to get on some of these ships now for the next month.
You know, one of my friends uses a lot of your products. She uses creams and lozenges and gels and everything. And she travels like we both do. And she carries a spray bottle with her in like a triple Ziploc bag in her suitcase. And when she gets to her hotel room, she lays her suitcase down on the floor. She takes out her spray bottle. She said, I always take the comforter off the top because she said they wash the sheets all the time, but they don't always wash the comforter. She goes, so I put that in the closet. She goes, I then spray the remotes, the knobs in the bedroom, the kitchen sinks, the end tables. She says, I spray up in the middle of the room. She said, I spray down the bedding. She said, I spray the showers. I spray the mirrors. I spray the handle of the iron that I use every day. She said, and then once everything is done, she goes, then I unpack.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a girl.
You know, I said, that's a lot of work. And she says, you know, Jeff, I can't afford to be sick. I can't afford to die. And I need to be healthy to be able to do what I do. She goes, it's only a couple steps. She said, but knock on wood, so far, other people that she knows have gotten sick, even if it's just the regular traditional flus and problems. She said, and I haven't had the flu in almost 3 years since I started being preparatory aware.
Ooh, like that, preparatory aware. Mm-hmm. A great phrase.
You know, and do you think that we should the question that came into me the last time that I saved for you was the dosing and the serving size of the silver. One lady said, she goes, my budget fits out that I can do a half a teaspoon a day. She goes, I add it to a little shot glass with a little water, and then I pour it in my mouth, and I swoosh and I gargle it because it's easier to gargle with a little water rather than it is a half a teaspoon. She goes, so I gargle it for a couple minutes, and then I swoosh it around under my teeth and gums, and then I swallow it. But a half a teaspoon, is that enough for me? She goes, I weigh 145 pounds, but to make it fit in my budget, I can only do a half a teaspoon a day. And also have my one lozenge in the afternoon.
That sounds great for her. You know what? She is making it work, and it will keep her immune system strong. Remember, just one teaspoon of the silver biotics is enough to kill MRSA or staph or eye infections, skin infections. That, so even taking the half a teaspoon, plus remember, she gets a full teaspoon in her lozenge, so she's actually getting 1.5 teaspoons per day. That is a very good shield for her body. So kudos to her for making it work. She's taken the shot. And if she eats well and puts things like garlic and onions and spices and, you know, fresh herbs into her program and drinks green tea, she can really stay healthy. Then if, you know, she gets anything, she may want to load up a little more. But she's doing the best she can. And that's what we're encouraging everybody, to do what you can for your health.
You know, I had someone say that she used to put some of the liquid, just the regular liquid, on her hands and move it around, and, you know, when she was traveling, but now she likes the gel instead. And she says it just seems like it stays in place so much better. She goes, but, you know, I always may do. She goes, but now I get to make do with something that I feel better, that it stays with me longer. And she's one of those people that she uses it up her nose like I do. And she goes, you know, you can't control the people you sit next to. She said she was sitting next to some people that were, I don't know, they were traveling with her. They were going to New York, and they came from California, and they picked up a flight here, and then they got on her plane to New York. And she said they were sniffling, and she said, like, every hour I handed each of them one of those, and they said, what are these? And she says, these are flu shots in a lozenge. And so she ended up explaining to him what it was. So every hour in the hour, she gave each one of them one. And they said, you're so sweet. And she said, you know what? Honestly, I'm helping you, but I'm also trying to protect me.
Yeah, she's right. She's right.
And they were wonderful. The gentleman had a kind of an irritated throat when he got on the plane. And by the time he got to New York, he said, my throat feels so much better, like there wasn't even an issue. So she wrote everything down for him and told him where to go and how to get them and where to get them. And, you know, so, you know, passing on information all the time.
That's our job, is to help other people. Right?
Well, let me ask you another question. Marge wanted me to bring this up. The lotion versus the gel. Obviously, today people, their hands are very sore and cracked and dry. Is moisturizing and protecting better than putting the gel on? Because, you know, when your hands are really cracked and dry, you know, they get irritated, they get inflamed, and we don't need any more inflammation. Which is a better way to go? Is it a toss-up?
It's a great question. It is a toss-up. It's really personal preference and where you live and what you're doing and how much you wash your hands. So the gel, as you know, is like an invisible Band-Aid around your skin. You don't even know it's on. After a minute, the watery gel, the hydrogel, just absorbs right into the skin, leaving at least a four-hour shield against most pathogens. With the creams, as you're calling them lotions, they're very, very thick, and you can double the protection time, because they are not only have silver, it's a little bit lower amount of silver, but they add in organic coconut oil, some hyaluronic acid for moisture, and also a little bit of vitamin E. So it's an extremely thick, creamy lotion that will give you actually 8 hours of protection. So if you have super dry skin, if you're going to be washing your hands, say you're in the salon business or massage business, or you're a doctor or a nurse and you have to wash your hands all the time, even if you're in the produce business, you know, at a store, the cream may be better, as long as you don't have a lot of open sores on your hands or wherever you're going to put it. Because if your skin is open, say with maybe extreme eczema or cuts or burns or something, it's better to use the gel first and close the wound. Then, once you have a scab or your skin is just dry, rough skin, the creams would be a better choice while you have the colder weather. And have to wear gloves, or say you're even riding in the subway in New York and you have to take your gloves off, or to answer the phone or work on a computer or something like that. It just makes more sense.
You know, I have a friend that was in the hospital, and a couple of years ago she got staph in the hospital while she was recovering and ended up in a you know, a seclusion ward, a quarantine. It was terrible. She ended up having to be there for like 2 weeks, even after her surgery was over. So she went in for surgery, and she's in California at one of the big hospitals. And it was so funny. I said, so what are you taking with me? And she goes, 2 large bottles of Silver Biotic Silver. She says, I'm taking the gel. She goes, I'm taking the lozenges, like 3 bags. So while she was in the hospital, she was taking 3 teaspoons a day and using, she uses the cream, she uses it all. And she said, I made sure I had a private room. And she said, every time a nurse came in and left, I applied more. Every time the doctor came in and touched me somewhere, I applied more. She goes, every time that I got done picking up my food and they took it away, I took more. And she said, she was out of the hospital in 5 days. Surgery was great, didn't get sick. She said, you know, it was just a layer of prevention that I was not willing to change for anyone, no matter what.
Wow. What a great, great testimony.
You know, we have to be in charge today. We have to take responsibility. And, you know, when I was doing my show yesterday, I was talking to someone and we were kind of chatting a little bit before the show. And then I brought it up during the show again. There was a time when we never thought of this stuff until we were getting old. Because it was always old age, geriatric health problems. Younger people, you know, we really never had the problem. We used to always think, I got plenty of time. It's no big deal. But that's not the issue anymore. I mean, I'm sure you do. I talk to 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds with old age, geriatric health problems today that were never an issue 40, 50 years ago, but they are now. You can't just sit back and thinking your body's going to do this on autopilot. We have to take responsibility and have some prevention protocol.
Absolutely. The younger generation actually has to take a lot more steps because they grew up in fast food, microwave culture, heavier technology, blue lights, everything, environmental issues, much more than how we did, you know. So many, many young people are not healthy, and that they need to know what to do. They need to empower themselves. They can't rely on other people to take care of them.
You know, I grew up in a small town in the Midwest, and we never had a fast food restaurant until after I went to college. And people were so excited about it, they like threw a parade. I mean, it was just so weird. You know, we never had that. We had real food. We knew where the dairy was coming from, the grains, the fruits, the vegetables. And, you know, a lot of stuff came locally, so we knew where that was. We drank well water. All the kids in my neighborhood, no one ever had any acne problems. They said there were so many minerals in the water. You know, we'd go to school and get bussed into school, and all the kids living in the city all had acne and pimples. Nobody in my neighborhood did. You know, we grew our own vegetables. We knew where things were from. And all of a sudden, you know, these kids today, like you mentioned, they're 20, 25 years old. They've been raised on processed food. They don't have any foundation. They never built a foundation like we did.
That is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are already on medications in their 20s. It's very sad. And it's our job. We feel like the elders, right, in society.
I know,
we're
true.
Teaching the younger generation, but they need to know. And they're asking for help.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's also that mentality out there, Sally, that you can't do this, you know, naturally and through health food stores and with natural alternatives and complements, that you need to run in for the amber bottle, that you need to search out prescriptions. Now, do they have their place? Absolutely. Have they changed the lives of people that I know? Yes. Do I have friends and family that are on this planet due to surgery and medication? Yes, I do. But do I feel everybody needs to go that route? No, because there's a lot of stops on that train. Before you get to that point, there's a lot of things that you should really look into and study and research and try, because many parts around the world, many places around the world, they go to the pharmaceutical last, not first.
That is correct. As your friend earlier in the show said, preparatory awareness is key.
Yeah. Very much so. Question that came in the last time, we didn't get to it. I have a friend and she uses the silver every day. She wants to start her kids on it. They're 9 and 10. They've been homeschooling, but now they're going to public school and she's a little nervous. She was wondering, for a 9 and a 10-year-old, what would be a good dosage to give them every day?
One teaspoon should do it for that age, and if she could give them a lozenge, if she could afford to do that, that would also be wonderful, just to have a little bit more protection at school.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking as well. You know, I have a friend in New York that works in, what do they call it, Cubicleville, and he's on a floor, and when you walk in the floor, there's like 500 cubicles. You know, and you're in a little cubicle, a little 10 by 10, then there's somebody next to you on the either side of you. And, you know, it's like when one person starts coughing, it's like the germs like go straight up and they land in everybody's cubicles. And he's one of those people that does the lozenge and the silver and the gel up his nose and sprays his environment with the spray bottle of the silver. He says, I'm not getting sick. He goes, people all around me are dropping like flies. And he said, mm-mm. He goes, I refuse. And everybody keeps asking him what he's doing, and he keeps telling them, and they're like, wow, but nobody ever does it, he said.
That isn't, okay, a perfect example, because I get the same questions, I'm sure you do, and we can talk to a bull in the face, but somebody has to make an action step, right? Mm-hmm. They've got to go buy the products and start using them. So your friend is very wise, and, you know, it's just, you can lead a horse to water, right? Can't force him to drink.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think people really want to make changes. I think they really do want to feel better. I know most people, if you were in a middle, be in Times Square and stop 500 people and say, would you like to be healthier and happier in your own skin and be a healthier person? Every single person would say, yeah. Are you willing to do something for it? Well,
how much does it cost? Yeah. What do I have to do?
Yeah. And how long does it take?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I think it's kind of awkward. The cream, I know I do call it lotion a lot, but the cream is something that is just really, really good for your skin as well, because it's very powerful for helping to soften the skin. A lady just asked, she goes, is it okay to use the cream like a night cream, you know, and use it on my face every night? She said, or is it more of a medicinal cream?
That's another awesome question. The cream was originally designed to be a night cream. It is extremely thick. Mm-hmm. So it really depends upon the condition of your skin. If you are lacking moisture, hydration, if your skin is super dry, you could put a little bit on your hands. Always rub it in your hands first and warm it up, and then gently pat it on your skin because it's very thick. If you're a person with super hydrated skin, wouldn't recommend it. So for if your skin is super dry, yes, and some people do like it as a night cream. It's usually too thick to ever use as a day cream. But night, it would depend on your skin.
Hmm. Okay. Somebody else just chimed in. They said, I'm going to my daughter's house. She has a baby that has really bad cradle cap and diaper rash. Hold on, I'm trying to read this. She emailed this to me. Actually, she wrote it in her hand and scanned it. So it says, I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. Should I bring the gel or should I bring the cream for cradle cap and diaper rash?
Great question. She could use either or. If it's in a colder environment, would take the cream. Mm. Because you can put, it's very safe to put on the baby. So say the baby has got dry, cracked skin on top of the diaper rash, and cradle cap is also super, super dry. She could put it, it'll just be a little messy because it's a white cream. The gel will disappear faster, but it's not hydrating. So it will neutralize the pathogen on the scalp and in the buttocks for the diaper rash. But the cream may be better because it's thicker, like a diaper rash cream. So she may want to start that route.
You know, 2 weeks.
And I would get the unscented, Dr. Jeffrey. Don't get the lavender or the grapefruit. Get the unscented, because even though there's real essential oils in the scents and they're very low scent, they're natural, for a baby, always use unscented.
That was exactly my next question. So thank you for going there. I didn't even have to ask. You know, I flew to Phoenix. Where was I? 2 weeks ago, I flew to Phoenix, and then I took a flight, and the gentleman next to me was one of those weekly business travelers. So when he flew back, he was flying back on Friday, and we were on the same plane again. And I saw him in the kind of the waiting area, and I had given him one of the lozenges and an extra one to take with him because his throat was sore. And he made his way over to me and said, "Hey, how are you?" And I said, "Good." I said, "How are you?" And he goes, "Unbelievable." He said, "I can't believe it." He goes, "Those lozenges were so incredible. I just wanted to say thank you." And I said, "You're welcome." And he said, "I've never tried anything like it that actually worked and didn't just kind of either numb my throat or just taste so terrible that I spit it out halfway through." He said, "These were delicious and they worked well." He goes, "I've been telling everybody about them." So I thought that was kind of cool. Just somebody I met on a Monday and saw him again on Friday going back home to Vegas. So I told him where to go. I told him where to go.
Somebody's listening, and now you've got an action step, you know, next to that one. So it's great.
Another question. You have talked in the past, and of course I have done this personally, about using the colloidal silver in ears and eyes. I have a tendency to be out in the dust a lot because we have a lot of dust. If I'm with the horses, if I go in the barn and it's a little windy, that alfalfa dust blows and it's very, very fine particulate. So it gets in my eyes. So a lot of time I'm rinsing out my eyes, but then I overly rub them. So I try to put the silver in. I actually keep one with me. So I put it in and as fast as I can. And usually it just takes out the redness and the irritation. And as far as my ears, I mean, I know when I'm getting an ear infection. People know me long enough now that I know I don't have a lot of great hearing. I've almost lost my hearing. I'm holding on to what I have. So an ear infection for me is very scary. So when I start getting the heat in there, you get a little sick or you're feeling it coming on. I mean, I started putting the silver in my ears and it's always been there for me when I needed it.
Excellent. Yes. Please use the silver biotics everywhere inside and outside your body. It will pretty much help you in whatever situation you're in.
Here's another question that I saved for you, and I think it's actually a really good question. It says, I want my kids to use the silver, but for some reason they don't want to. I know this is terrible, but I make them a smoothie every morning. Can I just add it to their smoothie?
Absolutely. Always have to fake out the kids sometimes because they think it's going to taste bad or they don't want to be mocked by somebody else. You know, like a peer group or something. So, yes, please, it will be very well disguised in a smoothie, or as one of your other listeners taught me, is to put it in popsicles. Mm-hmm. You know, those immune popsicles? That was such a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have moms that I know do that, you know, especially in the summer when the kids are playing outside and, you know, they're. And I have one mom in particular, and what she does is she makes, she puts her flavored, it's like a natural lemonade flavor in there, and she puts them in, she adds trace minerals, she adds the silver, and then she just freezes them. And she's like, "You guys want a popsicle? Knock yourself out." She goes, "Because there's no sugar in the lemonade, they're really tart, they love them, and there's minerals and there's silver, so if they want to have them all day long, go ahead, knock yourself out." So she's pretty cool. And, here's that other one I was looking for. Can you add the silver to green tea? She wants to know because she's not a big water drinker, but she drinks like 10 glasses of green tea every day.
Well, guess what I'm drinking right now?
Green tea.
Green tea with some silver in it. Yes, excellent question.
I love it.
And green tea is so awesome. Did you know it's like pH balanced for your body? One of the teas, I just found that out. It's like between a six, it's over a six, so it can go from a 7 to a 9 pH. So it's actually very healthy to drink green tea. And you wonder all these wonderful cultures that have existed on green tea, although many of them have gone away from it. So if you were to add your silver right into the tea, you won't taste the silver at all, and you'll have a double whammy support system.
Let me ask you a question. What about the heat of the tea? Any problem there?
No problem. You could even boil the silver or freeze it, that liquid, and it's perfectly fine. It will still work.
I knew about the freezing, but I can't believe it. I did not know about the boiling. I've always not put it in hot beverages because I was afraid of ruining it.
As long as there is not excessive salt anywhere in that beverage, you're fine.
Oh.
So don't mix it with salty lemon water, which we use for a lot of folks, maybe first thing in the morning. Don't do your silver then. Wait like 20 minutes. Just because the frequencies clash, But, you can actually put this in a hot tea if you want.
Wow. Okay, cool. Something new I get to talk about now. another question. I don't get sick very much, but I take the silver every morning, and I also have two lozenges every day. Am I hurting myself by doing it preventively, or should I only be using it when I need it? That's a great question.
It is a great question, and please use it daily if your budget allows, because it will never build up in your body. Their FDA has clearances with this company that it actually leaves your bloodstream in 24 hours, and there isn't one speck of it, not one drop after 48 hours, which is why they gave it a safety seal. It is safe to take every single day with no buildup, and it's helpful also. It will not kill more than 2% of your body's natural probiotics. So it's safe. And it won't interfere with the meds either.
You know, this is another one that I've been saving for you. And I was going to use it the last time. I'm glad I saved it because it was just kind of along the line of something you just said. She says that I've been using colloidal silver for a long time. It's helped me with urinary tract and bladder infections and kidney infections. I've been using it for a long time. I've always wondered, was it okay for me to take my probiotics at the same time I take my silver? Does it support it or does it break it down and destroy it?
It doesn't really do anything to the probiotics. You might lose up to 2%. So that's about it. So it doesn't really matter. Personally, you know, even 2% might help somebody. So I usually, if there's a great time of day to take the silver, if you're going through your day at night, you can use it like a mouthwash or first thing in the morning after you brush your teeth. It's a perfect time because it's away from all of your other things. And it doesn't need to be refrigerated. You can just leave it in your bathroom.
Oh, okay. Here's a good question. It says, have there actually been studies? You're going to love this. Have there actually been studies on colloidal silver? And do I need to take them away from my medications?
Another two great questions. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's actually I don't even know how many. It was over 425 papers back a few years ago. So plus there's 54 patents for safety, efficacy, all types of any type of bacteria, virus that you can possibly imagine. And with medications, there has been no problem taking it with your medication. There's only been one case where someone was on a high dose of cortisol steroids, and it didn't work as well, but it's not harmful. So even if you just waited 15 minutes, you know, 20 minutes outside of maybe a medication, that's just, to me, common sense. But it's not really going to do anything unless you're maybe taking some high steroids. And that's been the only case ever in the company was started in 1998.
Are you ever too old to use colloidal silver?
No, that's a great question. In fact, young and old, aren't those the two groups of people that get hit hardest during cold and flu season or during one of these pandemic global scares. So you're never, ever, ever too old because your body needs nutrients every single day. You're exposed to new things every single day. Even if you're housebound, you know, or if you're in a wheelchair, you've had any type of injury, it is more important that you use a product like this every single day.
You know, there's so many of us that have elderly adults, grandparents, great-grandparents that are in adult care facilities. Mm-hmm. And many of them, although the nicest ones, there's a lot of germs in those areas. And, I mean, I try to, you know, make sure the family members are giving them and getting a good multiple vitamin every day, probiotics. But I really think that them utilizing colloidal silver would be something that would be not only a plus but a necessity.
Absolutely, because those facilities are breeding grounds for germs, just like a hospital, because you've got people in close contact with, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of workers coming in and out. So, yes, highly recommend it if you have any family member or good friend who may be in a nursing facility.
You know, I was asked this a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't know how to answer it because I thought it was like a question that, I mean, I just thought it was just logical on my side. But, I mean, I had to think about it, and I said, I understand it. Now, the question was, if I've been using the colloidal silver for, let's say, a year every day, and I'm a big advocate, love it, use it, don't get sick, feel fabulous, should I go off it for a little while and then go back on it again? Do I build up a resistance after being on it for a long time? And should I give my body a little bit of a break? And I instantly thought, why would you want to give yourself a break? But I understand the mentality behind the question, though.
Yes, the mentality is what we experience, right, with so many other supplements, especially in the herbal industry. It's not wise to maybe take an herb, you know, certain herbs you have to cycle in every 10 days, 2 weeks. But with silver biotics especially, this particular patented structure, it leaves your body. So it's almost like you're drinking water every day. Your body needs it, right? Most people don't get enough water or some other good food that they might like. So it is, from our perspective, that your body needs it every single day.
Okay. You know, here's a question. I have so many that come in for you. They love listening to you. This one says, I work in the industry. I deal cards. My hands get dry. So I picked up the cream from Silver Biotics and use it on my breaks a little bit every time so my hands are not greasy, but it always penetrates very quickly. At nighttime, I was thinking about using, I used the cream again, but I was thinking about using the gel at nighttime because I think it might help with some of the little cracks that I get in the corner of my fingernails from the dryness. What would you recommend, and could you ask Sally the next time she's on?
Great question. Okay, when you're dealing cards, they're paper, right? So if he's getting, this person, he or she is getting cuts, you might want to put the gel on the cut until the cut heals. If it's right at the end of the finger, it can, you know, those are always the hurt little things. They don't look like much, but they really, really hurt your hands. So they could use the gel until that little tiny wound, because it is a wound, closes, and then they're fine. Maybe just put a little bit extra layer of the cream on there, because it does, you know, sink in pretty quickly. It absorbs very, very fast. But I'm glad they're using it. That's going to keep them, because think about it. They're touching a lot of things at a casino.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really personal preference. They may want to try it, the cuts close up, and then they can just switch back to the cream.
Okay. You know, I think one of the things that we're learning about colloidal silver is that most of us are candidates. Most of us could benefit. Every one of us could change the state of our health. It's safe, and we can use it as often as we like. And there's many different ways of utilizing the silver. And you have many different protocols you could choose, and you could blend them all together and overlap the different kinds of silver.
It's pretty phenomenal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
You know, I think it is pretty phenomenal. And, because we're out right now in the midst of all this, it makes me a little nervous being out, you know, traveling in airports and stuff like that. I feel a little bit better knowing that I've got myself in a better layer of protection, but I got to tell you, you know, I see people coughing. I walk to the other side of the aisle, and if I'm sitting waiting for my plane and there's people coughing, I get up and move, even if I have to stand. You know, I don't want to be next to it, and I know I'm going to be on a plane for 4 hours or 5 hours and breathing recycled air. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm going to do a little bit of extra preparatory work on my side.
Very, very wise. Whether you're traveling anywhere, planes, trains, automobiles, and cruise ships, you need the silver biotics.
Yeah, and I think it's great. What do you have new and upcoming with silver biotics? Anything new and upcoming? And obviously, I'll see you at Expo.
We're hoping they'll have the new mouthwash done. They're working on a mouthwash next because it makes sense. Like a line extension, because we already have the toothpaste and the tooth gel, and people are asking for a mouthwash. Even though you can use the regular silver as a mouthwash, they'll probably put some you know, essential oils and some other stuff in it. I'm not sure of the formula yet.
Well, you know, I'll be by your booth to get some lozenge samples when I'm there. So definitely see you. Have you been coming to Expo since the very beginning, too?
I think since 1986. I mean, it's been a long time. I think I've only missed a couple of them.
I know. We figured the other day that we've been going since 1981, the very beginning.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wow. Very beginning.
It's hard to believe I'm only 30. You know, my goodness, how did I do that?
We feel like it, right?
Sally, thank you so much. Always appreciated. People love it when you're here, as do I. Thank you what you do in the industry, and thank you for this wonderful company. It's so good to talk to you, and like I said, even more important now than ever before.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today, and again, we salute your listeners.
Thank you, my dear. Have a good day.
Great. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Sally Bird, Dr. Sally Bird, always knowledgeable, always educational, always informative. You know, the funny thing is when you've been in this industry as long as we have, you know, we learn new things all the time. And the one thing that excites us is being able to pass that information on to other people. I know it excites me. I love it. I love being able to pass on the information. And I'm going to do everything I can within my control to update and enlighten and inform everybody that I talk to. Like I say, I make light of it that I write everything in pencil because things change so quickly today. But you know what? I'm tired of scratching things out when I use pens. So you can never learn too much. So please ask questions. One of the best things you can do is go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Bring your questions with you and create an amazing relationship with the most knowledgeable staff in the business. They are knowledgeable. They are educated. They are informative. And the store has amazing longevity. It's Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Because they carry the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake. And because there's people there that can help you with, you know, kind of your healthy path and your journey, they're going to make sure that they do that. And you know what? You get to come and check in. Let them know how you're doing and, you know, have that check and balance. Every time I'm there, I have somebody that'll come in and they'll say, you know, I'm doing really well with what we talked about the last time. And, you know, I'd like to go ahead and focus on this now, my dental health or my blood pressure or something that's a little different because they got good results and now they're motivated. You know, they want to do even more. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. Your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition, the best products, the best quality products, great quality every single day, as well as information, education, and wonderful prices. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, become part of the Stay Healthy family. Tune into the show Monday through Friday. If you can't turn in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're on Stay Healthy's webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you're there, you can listen to the podcast. You can print a coupon for your next visit to the store. You can also leave your email address and, you know, start getting future newsletters. And, of course, you can give them a thumbs up on Facebook and start getting their wonderful daily post and stay connected to the store. Their new wonderful service, send them an email to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com with your order. And it'll be ready when you arrive at the store. They want you to have the best of the best education, the best service, the best knowledge, and the best products. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. Great longevity, and once again, the best in the business. Thank you for taking time to tune into the show. I hope you'll tune in live during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. But remember, podcasts are available, which helps you with your convenience and your busy schedules. Don't forget to check out the full line of Silver Biotics products at Stay Healthy. All of them there every day. If you have any questions, ask them, and they will guide you through and help you narrow down the process and pick the right products right for you. Take care of you. Take care of your health. Do something great just for yourself. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.